Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good top of the week. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you are live with us here in the studio today, this wonderful Tuesday morning. And we thank and praising God for life, health, and strength, for the Lord is our strength, the Lord is our light, and our salvation. Oh, my God, what a wonderful God we serve. I love each of you today, and thank you for chiming in and calling in. You're listening to my voice via the Internet and would like to be a part of our live studio, you can do so today here on Testimony Tuesday at PSM Live. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, our phone number here is area code 646-564-9818. That's area code 646-564-9818. And you can be a part of our live studio today. All of our intercessors, praise the Lamb of God. Thank you for your presence. Those that's in queue already, I praise God for you. And those that's coming on, just thank and praise God for a blessed group of people that joins us, praise the Lamb of God, practically daily here in the studio to be a part of Praise the Lamb of God, PSM Live. Yes, Lord, who would have ever thought, praise God, that doing this little work that we had started right there on that page, started with Glory to the Lamb of God, and after that, about 80 people had united with the page just off of Glory to the Lamb of God. I came back the next day, over 200 people were on the page, and it went from there by the voice of God speaking, saying, minister to these people that come on this page. And I thank and praise God for obedience. I thank and praise God for a listening ear and a hearing heart. And I believe that he's speaking to each of us in some way, with some directives, with some revelation. Praise the Lamb of God. And those of us who are heeding to the voice of the Lord will find ourselves, praise the Lamb of God, being blessed beyond measure as God gives you all you need to do what you need. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. He'll do it for you. Praise the Lord. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. It's a wonderful day in Zion. I know there's testimonies lined up today. Ought to be some testimonies. Praise the Lamb of God, because God has been good. God has been good. He's been making ways out of no ways for us. Praise the Lamb of God. He's just doing some awesome, awesome things for his children right now. And I know, praise the Lamb of God, that you are being blessed some kind of way, hallelujah, by even your ups and your downs, by what you're going through. Praise the Lamb of God. It is a setup for your mess up so that you can get a step up to your blessings. Hallelujah. How you like that? It's a setup for your mess up. Hallelujah. To step you up closer to your blessings. God is doing something very, very strategic in the spirit. Praise the Lamb of God, and in our world and our society, and you better be praising God that you are a part of that. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yes, everybody here. All right, let's see who we have here in queue already. This is Athelia.
Good afternoon, Apostle. How are you?
We are blessed of the Lord. We are blessed of the Lord to be alive and just doing as well as we are. We just thank God for you, you, and you. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Athelia, for your, let me see, what is that, should I say? Your commitment to prayer. I praise the Lord. Your commitment to prayer and your commitment.
Amen.
You have come on just being a superstar on the page as far as just being there posting and doing and encouraging and doing all you can. And I just want to tell you thank you for doing that. You didn't have to do that. You didn't, but you came in full-hearted as though God had called you to the work itself, and I thank God for you. You are one of those type of people. Praise the Lord. Uh-oh, your
Amen.
Daughter, granddaughter.
Good afternoon, morning, afternoon, all of that.
she must not be out the hospital. She don't sound perky yet. She must be landing up.
Home today.
You
home?
Going home today.
I'm going home. H-O-M-E.
Amen.
Now, who told you that? Ooh, did you make that up?
Nope. My doctor just came in here and told me I'm going home.
Now, why are they releasing you so early, I wonder?
I've been in here long enough.
She said she's been in here long enough.
I'm doing good.
What are we going to do with you, Shatwan?
You can't do nothing but love me.
Now, that's a fact. That's just a fact, yeah. There ain't no 41 ways about it, Grandmama used to say. There ain't no 41 ways that we must love you. Hey, my God. Wait a minute. Your sister in queue here. Sylvia!
Hey, hi, Athelia. Hi, Shatwan.
Hi, Sylvia.
Hallelujah. It sounded like seemed like the weekend was real long for some reason or another. Like we haven't been able to talk together in some time. I guess I've been doing so much here this past weekend until it just was crazy. But hallelujah, the Lord brought us through wonderfully blessed. Praise the Lamb of God. All of our conference calls, all of the things that we had to take care of this week. in Vision Sunday at the church, all of that, our conference call with PSM. Yes, Lord, full gospel and other calls that we've had, it's just been tremendous. But and a lot of counseling we've been doing, praise the Lord, doing a lot of counseling this week, this past weekend into this week, a lot of counseling, and still have more to do, praise the Lord. Plus, there's Bible class tonight at Truth Church. Bible class tonight at the Truth Church. I love Bible class and mid-service. Just a wonderful thing. Praise the Lord. And you all know I love to teach anyway, right? Amen. We got a 708 here. There's somebody down in that area. Let's see who this is. 708, area code.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Maginice.
Oh, oh man. You kept her mic close.
Maginice is kind of here, the a.k.a. What is this, Scott? What is this? You just slipped it in with a fake number, girl.
This is my this is my work phone, actually. I've been having to use this and one of the twins' phones.
You use your phone, girl? You didn't elevate it that much? Oh, my goodness. People of God, I know she called in with a testimony today. You all just don't know. This girl has been blessed, better than blessed, and just tripping over blessings, hallelujah, as she go through her work thing here. Did you call in to testify? What you calling for?
I'm just calling in because I press one because everybody else pressed one, and I want to be included. I don't have a testimony yet, but I will have a testimony real, real soon.
You got a testimony in motion.
Don't let her talk, Prophet. I have not seen her not one day since I've been in this hospital. Not one day.
Well, you know the missionary.
Tell her that's a sideline conversation for another time and another day.
Oh. Now, it sounds like they don't want you to do the talking. Sounds like to me, granddaughter.
That's how they acting funny.
In the hospital, shut down. Because you're talking through your medication. You don't know what you're talking about. That's what that is.
That's exactly what it is, Prophet.
You on some of the medication. We don't want you to say the wrong thing on the show. don't be, you sound kind of groggy here. You sound a little groggy. We don't want that spilling over here. Praise. Wait a minute. We got somebody else here. Wait a minute. Yeah, granddaughter, the Lord knocked her off. She couldn't say nothing, and she's back on now. Bertha! Bertha Pruitt.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Bertha Pruitt, how you doing?
Everyone.
Oh, that is we got a team game going here, you all. Praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness. All about just lighting up the lines and everything. I am just so elated. Praise the Lamb of God. It's exciting to see the joy of the Lord on the line. Praise the Lamb of God. My Bertha is with us now. Oh, my goodness, all of our intercessors, praise the Lamb of God. Thank God for each of you. Don't think Prophet don't know when y'all don't be on them conference calls.
This is not Bertha. This is
I be knowing things. Yes, I do. I have my ways of finding out who was on that call. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, I was doing a lot last. Some of you are about to receive some packages in the mail. Some more books and stuff went out last night. Praise the Lord. A couple of you even unexpected that you're getting something. Praise the Lamb of God. But because of your due diligence and what you have done in support, praise the Lamb of God, I felt it necessary to send you a copy, praise the Lamb of God, of our first book so that you would have that in your library, your biblical library, so that you can continue to study and be on top of your game, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to the kingdom of God and all that he's doing in this season. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that you had that. So some of you have received that, praise the Lamb of God. The others of you, boy, you just jump on the bandwagon, Praise the Lamb of God. Go to PSMIENTL and get your Praise the Lamb of God copy of Fall on Your Knees, Praise the Lamb of God. Some of you have been ordering the bundle for $40 there for all three books. The oil's been going out. The water's been going out. Praise the Lamb of God. Just sent out some more of the water off of the altar of God here. Praise the Lord. I tell you, people of God, I had an experience yesterday I wanted to share with you. Praise the Lord. Oh, that was another 331 number that had called in that I thought was Shatwan, and it wasn't. Oh, my goodness. I wonder who that was. Okay. Well, it dropped. Praise the Lord. Yesterday I was talking to Shatwan on the phone, and I really don't know what we were talking about. I know he was checking on her. She was checking on me, that kind of thing, like a granddaughter ought to do. And a grandpa, and we there on the phone, and all of a sudden, I posted on the page yesterday about refreshing that I decree. People of God, and let me tell you something. The Lord showed me something yesterday. It was resonating in my spirit. A revival that's coming up. Praise the Lamb of God at the Truth Church that Pastor Gail and Prophet Daryl and Shatwan, if she not in hospital, is going to be a part of coming up in May. And boy, I just was hearing refreshing, that this is a season of refreshing for the saints. And I just wanted to decree it. And I decreed it. And when I decreed it, Imagineers, Shatwan was on the phone with me. I didn't decree it out of my mouth. I decreed it, texting it on the page. And once I did it and pushed the post button, the Spirit of the Lord came all over me. I mean, I almost dropped the telephone. It came over me so strong, like the cloud of God just enveloped me. And the Lord spoke to me and said that the season of refreshing is upon our lives, and that He is refreshing and just as strong. Oh my God, it was just a wonderful experience, and everything that seemed like was wrong with me lifted, just started rising up off of me. Just you have a little tension in your sinus and all of that. All of that just start lifting right up off. People of God, let me tell you something. It's been wait a minute. Here's this 313. It's been such a, your mic is open 313-451-452.
That's Sandra.
That's who?
Good morning, everybody.
That's
Sandra. This is Sandra Prophet. You kept calling me.
Oh,
Irma.
Hey, Sandra. How you doing, honey? The Lord just... He's doing so much. Pastor Gail and I was talking, and the Spirit of the Lord just came upon me and just started speaking to me. It's just been happening so suddenly and so mightily, just at these, I don't know what to call them, has me in a place of awe with God. And wondering, what is it that I'm doing right? Is it something I'm doing right, or what have you, that His presence is just being this way right now in this season? But I just want to share with each of you, praise the Lord. This is my testimony. Hallelujah. Boy, that we serve an alive, living God. And I'm telling you, people of God, He's on the move. Praise the Lamb of God. And He will speak. He does speak. He is speaking. Praise the Lamb of God. And I promise you this, we're going to see the manifestations. Hallelujah. We're going to see the manifestations of what God has promised us in this season. And I am super excited about, praise the Lamb of God, what God is doing right now. Oh, my goodness. Sandra, how you doing?
I am blessed Bless. I could hardly wait this weekend for Tuesday to get here so I could give my testimony.
Well, baby, the mic is open to you. You have the microphone in your hand.
About a couple of weeks ago, well, I said about maybe 4 weeks ago, it had been impressed upon my heart because every Saturday I volunteer down at the food pantry here in the community that I live in. And about 4 weeks ago, I had felt a pressing on my heart to not just feed the people the food that God had provided for them, but to also extend the invitation of salvation so that God could begin to feed their souls and their spirit. And last Saturday, I extended the invitation of salvation to the people that were out there. And this lady stepped up to give her life to the Lord. And we led her in the sinner's prayer, and she gave her life to the Lord, and she began to cry. And she said, I knew as soon as you spoke those words out of your mouth, God was talking to me, and I was not going to let this chance pass me by. I was
Lord, so happy
and so excited that God saw fit to choose me to be a vessel to deliver and extend his hand of salvation to a people. I'm saying, when you do what God tells you to do, or when you do what God leads you to do, it feels so good.
Yes, it does. It feels good. It has a gratification in it that's beyond what you can express when you really move in the Spirit of God and do the things that God has really assigned to your hand to do. And see people respond. When you see people respond with just little effort on your part, all you did was just be the mouthpiece. And God has done the rest. It really moves you in a real way. I concur. Praise the Lamb of God. But I'm excited about it. Revival is breaking out, people of God. And it's up to us as the children of God to make sure that this happens. And it's going to happen through our witness right where we be every day of the week, not just on Sundays watching people come down the aisle, but in food pantries, in on the streets, up under the viaduct, right in front of the party store, in the grocery line, by the food section, wherever you are in the parking lot, where you can seize the opportunity to talk to someone about Christ. And it's not really bombarding people. You know, when we talk about witnessing in the scriptures, we don't see a whole lot of people that, you know, going door to door and harassing people or anything or disturbing people's daily efforts that they're putting forth. We see divine opportunities. We see opportunities such as Philip on down at the Gaza Strip, and when he meets the eunuch. The eunuch is reading the Bible. He joins himself with him and just asks him, do you understand what you're reading?
Mm-hmm.
He says, how can I when there is no interpreter? And gave him the opportunity to preach Jesus. It's not, you know, come here, I want to talk to you, and you go into hell if you don't accept it. That's not what it's about. It's an opportunity that the Holy Ghost opens up to. We have the assistance of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. I call it prophetic witnessing. You have the opportunity for the Holy Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, to develop you and to speak to you and give you utterance on what to say to an individual that will change their life forever, that would deliver them from the shackles of hell, praise the Lamb of God, this society and themselves. Hallelujah. And brothers and sisters, for that, we should be excited. Somebody say it's prayer time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. It's prayer time, and we're going to pray for lost souls. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for lost souls today. We're going to of those in need, praise the Lamb of God. Those of you that's behind prison bars, I always pray for you, always praying for you, because I know God can do a perfect work right there, praise the Lamb of God. We're praying for our sick and shut-in, for those who are Praise the Lamb of God. Eel continues to plan for Shatwan. Hallelujah. Our daughter down in Darling, Mississippi, Sharon. Hallelujah. One of our innocents and our pretty daughter down there. Praise the Lamb of God that we have sent the oil, the water. Hallelujah. We done sent the oil and the water, y'all, down to Mississippi. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, I'm moved by the command of God. I got a good friend of mine right now who needs prayer. Her back had surgery on it. She got some metal in her back and all of this that the doctors have put in, and she's been excruciated. She asking me every other day, has the Lord released you yet to lay the mantle on me? And last night I had to text her back and say, no, he has not. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I move by the Spirit. And when I move by the Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, I see fulfillment. I see deliverance. I see healing. Praise the Lamb of God. Using your giftings by the Spirit and not for what you want, but what God wants to do is your best. Praise the Lamb of God, the position to be in. But I'm praying for her. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm praying. Oh, God, hallelujah, for those on our page, for those under the PSM banner, praise the Lamb of God, the Truth Christian Assembly, hallelujah, that this wave of refreshing, this wave of glory will cover you all. Yes, Lord, we're praying about it. Yes, we are, because we know our God is able. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, let me see here. I don't know. Maybe she can't pray for us today, but she is on the phone. We think she ought to pray. Man, Janice ought to pray if she's on the phone.
And I agree with you. Holy Spirit says so. Come on now.
Well, we got to do a man.
I can pray.
Hallelujah. Man, Janice is going to lead us to the throne of grace of God. Let me tell you something. If there is something, hallelujah, that you need God to do for you right now, I want you to just lift a hand. Bow our head, look up to the heavens, and think on God right now with us. We're all praying. This person is leading us in prayer, but we have this person's coattail. We have this person's hand, and we're going into the presence of God with her. Praise the Lamb of God. We see a holy and awesome God. He is holy. We approach him in holiness. Imagine this. The King beckoning to you today. Why don't you take us? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. We thank you, Jesus, for another opportunity to come boldly to your throne of grace where we might obtain mercy, O God. We thank you for another opportunity to intercede for your people, O God. We don't take it lightly that you have allowed us to approach you in this manner, and we come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand, O God, and we just give you glory on this morning. We give you honor. We give you praise. Be magnified in this place, O God. Be glorified in this place, oh God. Get the glory out of all that we see and out of all that we say and do, oh God. And we just bless your name, Lord Jesus. We ask you for forgiveness of sins today. We ask you to forgive us for those things that we've said and thought and even done that did not please you, oh God. We come asking you to have mercy upon us, oh God, for we are flesh, God. But we ask you, Lord God, that you would allow us, God, to walk more strongly and more boldly in the Spirit, oh God, so that we can be one with you, oh God, and be the person that you have called us to be in this season, oh God. So we thank you, God, because you are faithful to forgive if we confess our sins, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, that you would look upon the earth realm, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would have mercy upon those that are crying out to you, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, that you would release your healing anointing in this season, oh God, that you would release healing upon those, Father, that are reaching out to you. Allow them to touch the very hem of your garment, oh God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, because we know, Father, that it is not that you can't
do it, oh God. We know that you can do it. We ask you, Lord God, that we would be in the position to receive of you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Lord God, that you would look upon the mothers of the churches specifically, oh God, and even those, Father, who are not currently worshiping you, God. They may have even turned away from you in this season, God, but they know you. And I ask you, Lord God, that you would look upon them, God, and bring healing to their minds, oh God. Bring healing to their bodies, oh God. Bring healing to their sick souls and spirits, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, for divine healing in this season, oh God, to come upon the earth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Lord God, that you would remove all sickness and disease off of the saints, oh God, and everything that the enemy may try to do, oh God. We cancel that now in the name of Jesus. We uproot and dismantle all plots of the enemy as far as affliction is concerned. We decree and declare, we release your word that says by your stripes they are healed, because you are already bruised for it, oh God. So we thank you, God, for the healing that has come upon even on this line today. We thank you for opening up airways, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for removing diabetes. We thank you, Lord God, for divine weight loss, oh God. We thank you, God, that our hearts are beating under your command, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for supernatural healing of our kidneys and supernatural healing of our lungs, oh God. We thank you that you are removing addictions, oh God. We thank you, God, for healing of our spirits, that you are even removing lust, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you are removing those things that should not be upon the people of God. We thank you for that. We thank you in advance, oh God. You said be anxious for nothing and pray about everything, oh God. But I come praising you because it's already done, oh God. We thank you, God, and I pray for the homeless in this season as you have given us a sensitivity in this area, oh God. I pray for those who are homeless, who are fighting homelessness, oh God. I pray, Lord God, that you would open up, Father, shelters, God, if you would open up, God, the ministry they have, the home to house these people, oh God. I ask you, Lord God, for the relief of the finances to feed the people who are hungry, God, and that you would send the people, God, to not only feed them food, that you would feed their spirits. We thank you for the confirmation that came from Sandra, oh God, that you are hearing and that you are answering prayers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Lord God, that you would look upon the earth, God, and send the people, Father, to the cooling centers before the heat even comes, God, that you would send them to the cooling centers, God, in the name of Jesus, that there is no heat stroke upon the homeless, God, that people will not sleep in the streets because they have nowhere to go. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We know that there are some things in this world that you desire to do, that you do it through prayer, God. So I come as you have given me apostolic authority, God, over the railroad system, God. I come and I decree, Father, that you would release your spirit over the railroads and all the people who ride the trains, God, that you would touch those people, God, that you would touch souls, God, and that lives would be changed, God, and that your word would go forth, God, and that you would minister to your people, God, even as they're going about their day, God, in the name of Jesus. We bind and disallow your people that are caught up in false doctrine. We decree and declare that they are loose now by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for moving upon the earth. We thank you for this season that we're in, oh God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon Chicago, God. Have mercy upon Detroit, oh God. Have mercy upon all of the crime, the high crime areas, God. For we know, Father, that the blood of the innocent is crying out to you, God. I ask you, Lord God, that you would have mercy upon these places, God, and don't destroy them, God. For the righteous are still here, God, in the name of Jesus. Allow us to touch the people, God. Give us the words to say. Give us the words to minister salvation to your people, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, God, that crime would decrease in a manner that it has never decreased before, oh God, and that you are in the hearts and the minds of these young people, God, and that you are removing the spirit of perversion, God, and that the men would grow up and be men, God, and grow up and be women, God. In the name of Jesus, we find spiritual genocide now. In the name of Jesus, they will procreate, God. They will populate the earth, God, for you. And we will give you glory, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that you are busy and steady, see, God, even as a young people, God, when they think they were born that way, we decree that Satan is a liar, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of perversion now. We cancel that out of the lies that we touch, God. We can only do what you allow us to do, God. And those that you declare that you have mercy on, God, let us touch them, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you that you are raising up an army in this season, God. And the enemy cannot have our children. They will not be taken away by perversion. They will not be taken away by false doctrine. They will not be taken away by science. They will not be taken away by the false church. They will not be taken away. For they will live for you, the one true and living God, El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh, Elohim, Yahshua. They will live for you. In the name of Jesus, not allow us to touch the lives that you have connected us to, God. For you have determined that we are lights that shine in dark places, God. Keep us humble so you can use us, God. Use us for your glory, God. Use us for your glory, God. Glorify, God, in our lives, oh God. Be glorified. Get the glory out of all that we say and do, oh God. Get the glory. There is none other like you. There is none other like you. You are the one true living God. You are the God that sits high and looks low, God. You, God. We come lifting up our eyes to the hills for we come with our help because all of our help comes from you, God. We can't do it without you. We can't live without you, God. We cannot prosper without you, God. We cannot pray without you. We cannot worship without you. We can do nothing without you. Without you, we are nothing. So we say, have your way. Have your way, God. Have your way. Yes, and my. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way over the ministers, over the people. Have your way, God. Have your way through the intercessors. Have your way through the administrators, oh God. Have your way even through our children when we give our children back to you. Have your way through them, God. Hallelujah. 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 Let our spiritual eyes and our spiritual ears be open, God. Open our spiritual senses, God. And let them overrule the natural senses, God. So we would know because you call us friends. You no longer call us servants, but you call us friends because you let us know what you're doing in this season. Open it up to us, Lord Jesus, by your spirit, God. Let nothing come from your people without you first revealing it, God. And we thank you for your word is truth. And you are truth. There is nothing dark in you. There is nothing hidden in you. So we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
That will be done, Lord. That will be done.
And there is
that.
We
don't
decide. We
don't
decide.
We
don't
decide.
We
don't
decide.
We
don't
decide.
We
don't
decide.
We
don't
decide.
We
don't
decide.
We
don't
decide.
We
don't
decide.
We
don't
decide.
We
don't
decide.
We
don't
decide.
We
don't
decide.
We
don't
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your mantle, Lord. Thank you for your mantle.
the mantle of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, God. It's shut down.
Where our strength comes from. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your name.
Bless
your holy name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. That's my goodness gracious. Yes, Lord. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord. The Lord is here. The Lord is here. And we thank and praise for his presence. Oh, my goodness. I love him today. Oh, how I love him today. What a wonderful presence. Oh, what a power. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prophet Daryl Sanders has joined us. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet, how are you today? Praise the Lord.
I'm fabulous, Apostle. How are you?
Man of God, let me tell you, daughters, these sisters of yours have lit this show up. Oh, my God. That Maginista led us to the throne. Reverend, I tell you, Sophia, my gracious. Oh, there's a heavy anointing. And glory,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to glory. 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 Hallelujah. In your name.
Hallelujah.
I'm the refreshing.
Oh, God.
I'm the refreshing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Refreshing rain. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes, God, I give you praise. I give you praise.
Yes, God. Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, testimony Tuesday. Hallelujah. You're here on the line. Praise the Lamb of God. You have a testimony. If you can, bring it on to us. We want you to push one on your dial, praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, what good thing, praise the Lamb of God, the Lord has done for you. Share that good thing that God has done for you, how you have broken out. Praise the Lamb of God, as God has done and broke some things off you, gave you some things. My God, yes, praise the Lamb of God. Fulfilled his word in your life. We are here to hear it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Intercessors, anyone have a testimony? Praise the Lamb of God. Anything you would like to share before we move forward?
Praise the Lord. I'd just like to share, Prophet. Hi, Prophet Sanders. I was speaking with my daughter Sylvia on yesterday after I got from the doctor. And the lady that was with me, she's a Latter-day Saint, and I just let her talk, and she talked, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm saying, oh, God, her mind is so confused. She's been from one religion to the next one, from Jehovah's Witness to Bethany, now she's a Latter-day Saint, and this child's mind is so confused with these false doctrines. And then she was saying how Farrakhan is a prophet of God, and then the Lord let me speak. I told her enough to trouble her mind for her to think. And I just told her, as Paul said, when you hear someone coming, speaking in anything other than Jesus Christ crucified, that's
risen from the grave. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I say, and what you have been taught is not of God. I say, and you can't serve two masters. But I had just prayed with Sylvia 3 days before. Me and her were praying and ministering to each other on the phone. And my prayer was, God, those that you have assigned to me, if it's just a drop of seed, if someone else come along and water it to lead them to you, God, put those in my path and let me connect to them daily. And within 3 days, God did that. And my prayer is that what God has spoken to her troubles her enough that she'll speak the truth. Because
my God
just showed that there's so many people that are confused, jumping from one religion and one church. Their minds are so confused that the enemy has them just locked in the mind. So they can't think straight.
Yeah, that's a lot of confusion.
And I thank God I was in position and in the right place at the right time to minister his word to this young woman.
Yes.
My God, praise the Lamb of God. There's a lot of confusion in that way. A lot of people is seeking God in all the wrong places, praise the Lamb of God. They're seeking truth through men, praise the Lamb of God, and not through the Spirit of God, hallelujah, not through the Word of God. And that will always cause some confusion. But there's so many doctrines now that are trying to, is up to be something, praise the Lamb of God, that's marinated in Christianity or in the doctrine of Christ to give them acceptance and credence, praise the Lamb of God, in our society. But there's only one truth, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and it's just as you said, and that is Jesus Christ crucified, risen from the dead, for our salvation, praise the Lamb of God, and our deliverance. And when you go cocky on that, you really have stepped off the beaten path, and you may not find your way back. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may not find your way back. So it behooves us, people of God, to be on point and to be ready, to have a ready word, praise the Lamb of God, all that we encounter, to be ready to witness, Lamb of God, in this season of witnessing. I am so thankful that so many, praise the Lamb of God, are looking at the testimonies from a spiritual perspective. Hallelujah. And it's not just about what comes into your hand or what has been purchased, this, that, or another. God's been giving out cars, houses, clothes, money, hallelujah, to people. Foundation of the world. But when you can see God moving in the spirit realm, children, you're not far from the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. You in sync with them then. Praise the Lamb of God. And I am so elated to see you all at this plateau. Prophet Darrell, where are you? Where is Prophet Darrell?
He
is mighty quiet this morning. He's mighty quiet. Where
ran
did you get? What is wrong with Prophet Darrell?
He ran away from us again.
He done
I'm
ran away?
Yeah.
Is he in Walmart? Ain't nobody funnier than Prophet Darrell. He will tell you exactly where he is. I tell you. Hey, I ain't ran away. I'm in Walmart. That's not running away there, is it? Yeah, no. That's my buddy right there. I tell you the truth. My goodness gracious. People of God, what a wonderful atmosphere, praise the Lamb of God, that we're seeing today. Hallelujah. As we reflect upon goodness of God and what God has done for us. Hallelujah, as believers, praise the Lamb of God. I know there are some other testimonies that should be rising up today on this phone line, praise the Lamb of God, sharing what God has done for them, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, my goodness gracious, hallelujah, testimonies ought to be coming forth, and we expect that, praise the Lord, so that we can encourage others to do the same thing, praise the Lamb of God, to do the same things. We're stretched across this country and abroad in our listening audience, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I know that there are some here that can say, Prophet, you know what? You're right. I'm holding on to my testimony when I should be sharing it. Hallelujah. And sometimes we think what God has done is trivial to speak about. The Lamb, but it is the thing that will unlock, hallelujah, the bondage that other people are in, and that's what you want, praise the Lamb of God, to do. You want to be able to encourage others. It's not always about you. It's about other people. praise the Lamb of God, that need to be encouraged. Hallelujah. And then the Bible says, go and encourage yourself, you know. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Praise the Lamb of God. Encourage yourself. Pastor Brad Frazier, hallelujah, is with us. Praise the Lamb of God. We thank God for Pastor Brad Frazier. Praise the Lamb. Doing what he does. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, some of you got some noise in the background. You can mute if you would like to. Praise the Lamb of God so all of that access won't come on the show. Hallelujah. I want to share again with you all. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you. For those that was on our committee line, praise the Lamb of God. Matt Janice, you need to tap in with the prophet so we can roll with PSM. Praise the Lamb of God. I need you to be a conduit between you and your mediator, between you and your apostle, Apostle Jones. Keep him abreast. I know he's busy, but keeping him abreast on the happening so that we can go forth with a plan of action on how we are going to do the conference, seeing that he has partnered with us, praise the Lamb of God, in our gathering this year, Lamb of God, there in Chicago. We're moving quickly, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I don't know exactly when, but I know in the next week or so, we will be in Chicago to do this hotel thing, praise the Lamb of God, and to try to tack some paperwork down with some signatures so that we can move forward, praise the Lamb of God, or however leads us in the venue. There's a couple of other ways we can go, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, but we're thinking one way right now, praise the Lamb, and hopefully these two places, one of them will satisfy us. Say what now?
I'm saved, and I'm safe.
Okay.
But I'm feeling as well. But you punch me. No, the devil's alive.
I think Prophet, somebody else.
That's for some.
Hallelujah.
Prophet Daryl.
I'm sitting on there.
I'm just.
Tell me how the thing goes.
I run out of trees.
You might have to mute his mic, Prophet.
Yeah, I think so. I think he didn't forget his mic open. Praise the Lord. I just did that. Yeah. But, yeah, that we can satisfy that. So we want to make sure, hallelujah, that we're geared up for that. People, start putting your ducats away. Praise the Lamb of God. And get ready to. Verse on Chicago, we're going to do everything in our power to squeeze this budget so that you will be out of pocket of less money than we were out last year. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to do everything in our power. We're asking for God's favor. And then I'm asking God to supply this budget this year in a supernatural way so that, praise the Lamb of God, we won't have to pull, you know, hard on one another. Praise the Lamb of God. Even though it's worth it and, you know, hey, I come back and I say, hey, Lord, I had to do this and do that, but, Lord, you've been so good. What can I say? Praise it all belongs to you anyway. And, you know, and we empty out and dump out and do what we need to do in order to make our conference what it should be. But we want to be a five-star conference as we go and as we grow. We want to be a five-star conference. Praise the Lamb of God, as God blesses and enriches us. Hallelujah. But we don't want to force, hallelujah, God to bless us. There ain't no such animal, really, in my understanding. We have to do what God say do, when God say do it, and that's what God blesses. Praise the Lamb of God. So we thank God for each of you that was on there. If you wasn't on there, praise the Lamb of God, you ought to check in with Reginald. Praise the Lamb of God. He is our administrative assistant in doing a good job and keeping our conference calls and stuff together. Praise the Lamb of God in our notes and our minutes and things of that nature. Check in with Reggie. Reginald, what's Reggie's last name?
Austin.
Oh, no, I thought I was going to say Reed. Reginald Austin. And and check in with him. Praise the Lamb of God. They're on Facebook. Inbox him. Hallelujah. Or Chetuan knows how to get a hold to him, of course. And we will do everything in our power to integrate you into our planning team. If you would like to work with us sincerely, praise the Lamb of God, to make this gathering this year, praise the Lamb of God, as we are fulfilling the prophetic promises of God there in here in 2014. We want you to be a part of that, praise the Lamb. We warred for it, now we need to fulfill it, praise the Lamb of God. We warred for it, now we need to fulfill of those promises, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And God has promised to do that. And we're coming on Chicago with a great expectation, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I need you, Maganese, to remind you, Bishop, those dates right now are the 6th, 7th, and 8th, 6th, 7th, and 8th of November. Praise the Lamb of God, 6th, and 8th. Hallelujah. So remind him, because he said he was going to do some shifting for us, praise the Lamb of God, so that praise can be an intricate part of our conference this year, praise the Lamb of God, in the years to follow. As the Lord blesses us, we want to be a blessing to others, praise the Lamb of God. I'm trying to build, people of God, so you know, the type of conference that will be a blessing to churches all over the land, wherever the people of God are from, as they go back, that they're able to integrate their gifting and their anointings, praise the Lamb of God, and their activations, their callings within the local assembly, praise the Lamb of God. That is the goal, that each church can have utterances that are in harmony with the vision of the church, that are in harmony with the pastor, that's submissive to leadership, and that knows how to function within the framework of a church home. And that ministry can be built upon until there's a prophetic presbyter, praise the Lamb of God, there in that local assembly, who are the watchmen on the wall, the watchmen at the gate. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. This is what we definitely want to see happen. At the same time, the other gifts that are present and prevalent in the believer, praise the Lamb of God. I was speaking to someone yesterday about the gift of healing. A pastor I was talking to, praise the Lamb, Bishop Triplett down in New Orleans, I was talking to him yesterday about the gift of healing, and that if we had, praise the Lamb of God, 20 people in our church who had the gift of healing, I mean really had it, praise the Lamb of God, and if they were really in prayer and fasting about healing and deliverance, oh my goodness, what would take place in our churches when sick would arise? The next thing would be, praise the Lamb of God, if we don't acknowledge these gifts that's sitting in our pews, we're going to get before the throne of God and be wondering and asking why this happened, that happened, and God's going to be able to say, the third pew, the lady who sat at the end every Sunday, you shook her hand, I put healing in our hands, but y'all never acknowledged it. The usher that all you used for was to give people candy when they came in the vestibule of the church as a greeter, there was healing in our hands. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. And the same thing with the other spiritual gifts that are giving to the body of God, Christ. Hallelujah. For the perfecting of the saints. If we're not utilizing these gifts, praise the Lamb of God, then the church is not moving at full function. The church is not in its best. Hallelujah. It's not at its best because something It's not working. Praise the Lamb of God. And if you relate that to your body, if something is not working, something's wrong. And that's why we go to the doctor to try to get that repaired. Hallelujah. This is my assignment, to get the body of Christ, hallelujah, into the fullness. Yes, God, hallelujah. And the fullness ain't just reading the word and believing the word. It's putting the word in operation. Hello to somebody. It's not putting the church together the way you think it should be, but the way Christ Jesus has outlined and described, having those units or components within that are supposed to be there. Praise the Lamb of God. Versus what you want to serve you. And everything we have in our churches basically serve us when we come in there so we can be comfortable.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of
Amen.
God. But it's not, but where are the giftings? And then it's
that's right.
For the pastor trying to be a one-man show.
Amen.
Hello, light bulbs. When there's other giftings in the body that could
that's
be
right.
Activated, that could be in operation, that could be taught and trained, hallelujah, according to the scriptures, that will work beautifully. I love when I'm able to call my birth up and say, lay hands on her. Call prophetess up, put anointing, put oil on these people. And I never
Amen.
Have to leave the pulpit. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. Go over there and prophesy to them, over them children over there. Hallelujah. Speak in their lives. And the Lord releases the words and stuff for them because I'm spiritually receptive to the things of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
But it doesn't
yes,
necessarily
yes,
mean, you know, I know what I want to eat, but it don't mean I have to cook it. I can
Amen.
Go to a restaurant yes, and order it. Come on, talk to me
Amen.
Here, y'all. Praise the Lamb
Hallelujah.
Of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. So, you know, we have to utilize things that's in the house. It's like having a five-bedroom home and all the amenities, you know, that go with it, but all you do is stay in the kitchen and in the room where the television is. That's the great room, they call them now. You know, in the den room. You stay in there, you go in the kitchen, you go in the garage, or you go in the lavatory. In the bedroom, in your bedroom, all these other rooms are fully furnished, but they're not being utilized.
Amen.
That's right.
When they downsize you lose your mind, and somebody walk up and say, well, you don't use the other rooms, no way. All you need is a lavatory, a kitchen, and a den room.
That's
all you
right.
need. Okay. And you paying all these thousands of dollars for this big old house. Every month.
Okay.
And your rent should be $500.
Right.
That's all you need.
Right.
That's right.
So why have these great churches with all of these people and nobody has a gift but the man in the pulpit?
Okay. I'm on that point.
Something wrong
Glory
with that.
Glory to God. Teach today.
Like
Teach
me,
today.
But I tell the truth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Teach.
And there are many gifted people. Praise the Lamb of God. In the body of Christ needs to be brought out, praise the Lamb of God, and made acceptable. That's my assignment,
yes,
praise the Lord, not to have church, but to make it better. Hello,
yes,
somebody.
Yes,
not
Lord,
to tell,
yes, Lord,
but to make it better, praise the Lamb of God.
Yes, Lord,
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Boy, oh boy, oh, suppose we had healing and deliverance service and you had a team of 10 people that were on fire with healing. Hallelujah. Oh,
my,
my goodness. And we could publish it that we're going to be activating healing and deliverance on Thursday night, and the people would come from everywhere like they did in Jesus' days. Hallelujah.
That's right.
They came from everywhere.
Yes, they did.
To receive it. They was laying them in the street, hoping that the shadow of Peter and them would pass them. That's what the Bible said. They laid them in the street, hoping that the shadow of Peter would pass over them. Hallelujah, that they might receive. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. People of God, we need to move, hallelujah, as God is moving in this season in a supernatural, praise the Lamb of God, church, and I believe in my soul that this is what God is calling for in this hour. Hey, God has to have a place for these people to go, a place for these people to be taught and trained and learned. And if we're going to keep teaching them the same thing over and over and over again, we're going to get the same results.
Yes.
Amen.
There's no breaking. There's no advancing. If there's no adding, it's just going to be the same old, same old. Same old, same old. But we're constantly praying for a different result.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we are in place properly, praise the Lamb of God, with order, with discipline, with the knowledge and our availability, we're going to see the superimposed power of God, hallelujah, following us just like he followed this show nearly every day
yes,
we come
Lord.
On. The presence of the Lord
yes,
is thickening Lord. In the air,
yes.
Praise the Lamb of God, right here
yes,
on this
yes,
show.
Yes.
Have a error code 504, the bayou is on. Who's calling?
Hey, overseer, this is Pastor Pierce.
Pastor Edward Pierce is on. Changing a generation of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. How you doing, man of God?
I'm great. I'm enjoying the show.
Oh, well, bless you, man of God.
And,
it
you know,
is so good to hear your voice.
I concur with what you're saying. I concur.
Hallelujah,
you know,
man.
God spoke so clearly that it's time for the church to move to the next place. And if we don't move, if we don't move to the next place, you know, there was a time when 8-track was fine. Then the next place was the record. Then the next place was the cassette. Then the next place was the CD. But then the next place was the iPod. But then you have Blockbuster. But then you have Netflix and Redbox. What happened was Blockbuster remained in its old place and didn't shift to the next place, and that's why they are becoming a thing of the past, and Netflix and all that is taking over. And so God said clearly, if we don't move to a place of signs and wonders, we will become a people of the past, the church that could not.
Wow.
The
goodness gracious.
The church that could not. Because let me tell you something, people. When people come to the church, when sinners come to the church, they're coming to the church looking for help, not how good a choir sing.
Amen.
Right.
Jesus.
They're looking for deliverance.
Yes,
yes.
They are, sir.
They're looking for a demon buster.
Yes.
Jesus.
To get them spirits off of them that keep them going to the drug house.
Jesus.
Keep them cheating on their wives.
Jesus.
Y'all better listen. All of this good, fancy, good looking, everything with no power means nothing.
Yeah,
that's right.
After Solomon finished the temple with all the gold and everything, they just thought they was going to be a glorious, luxurious church. Solomon said, "We got to have a prayer meeting up in here." Until the Spirit of the Lord moves in this house, this house is nothing.
Hallelujah.
Until the Shekinah come in and run us out of here, this house is nothing. Until God solidifies that if you look at this house, the Lord came and told you, if you look towards the church, I'll deliver whatever circumstance you're in. If you ain't caught,
Jesus.
You turn around and look towards the east, I'll
Hallelujah.
Deliver you. Well, I mean, this is the type of power and demonstration that was available in the past, and it should be even more available now with the Holy Spirit being omnipresent, dwelling in us.
Mm.
Hallelujah. But we are allowing him to lie dormant. Pastor Pierce, keep talking to me. You're doing good, man.
Yes, Lord. Yes, he is.
But that's about it. It's just, you know, and God said it so clearly, you know, as he did with the disciples. He took them up into a high mountain and transfigured before them. He was transfiguring before them, showing them a way. He was allowing them to see him in a way he had never seen before. And he said that's what he's doing in this season. There's a certain select group that he has, those that he has handpicked. He's taken them to the high place, and he's going to reveal himself in a way that we've never seen him before. But what they did was they did what most of us do and what most of us are accomplishing, and that's what God said, we've got to move out of that. They try to remain in an experience. And whenever you remain in experience, you can never move to the next place. And Peter said it's good
whenever
for
you
us
remain,
to remain here.
Hold it on to an experience.
Experience. You can't ever keep moving to the next place.
Out of my, that should have freed somebody up right there. Hallelujah.
And we lost
you stuck in an experience.
We're stuck in an experience.
My God, my God.
And so
my
you get
God,
stuck
that,
in an
some
experience,
people in that Azusa Street and all that was an experience.
Yes, you get stuck there.
But God has greater than Azusa.
Yes,
yes, he does.
Y'all better listen up. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
The proof,
the
proof that you're stuck in the experience is then you start to release man's ideas.
Exactly.
Because God's no longer talking. You where God was. Instead of where he is. And so whenever you remain where he was, not where he is, then you've got to try to fill in the gap.
Write the book, man.
Okay.
Amen.
You are where you are where God's supposed to be. God then moved on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Doing greater work.
Yeah.
And you still
he's
stuck in the experience.
That's right.
Yeah. Let us
that's
build
right.
three tabernacles.
Right,
right here.
That's right.
That's you want to be stuck in your experience.
That's right.
Oh, I got one, Doc. Woo! Pastor Edward Pierce will be with us. Praise the Lamb of God in November. Praise the Lamb of yes, he is. He is. He is one of our star speakers. Praise the Lamb of God that's coming. This man flows in a heavy intercessory prayer anointing. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you all to know that a heavy prophetic intercessor and a breaker, praise the Lamb of God. The breaker's anointing is upon his life. Warfare, praise the Lamb of God, is first nature to him. I don't know where he got it from. I don't think he's been to the army or anything, but I promise you, hallelujah. When we release him in there, praise the Lamb of God, I promise you, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, that he is going to release an anointing that's going to cause you to say, my God, look at this man, praise the Lamb of God. And with the type of intercessors we have, praise the Lamb of God. And then in our class sessions and stuff, he will be teaching just on that, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and so that the intercessors will have opportunity during our conference to engage in this level, praise the Lamb of God, of intercession. Praise the Lord. This level of intercession that this man is anointed for. And I thank and praise God that he's a brother beloved and a good friend of mine that I own anywhere, a Christian gentleman. I've been to his ministry. I've been with him and his family, his children, and all of that, praise the Lamb of God. And we always have a wonderful, wonderful, praise the Lamb of God, worship and stuff together down in Baton Rouge. I want you to take your time, Pastor Pierce, praise the Lamb of God, changing a generation, full gospel there in Baton Rouge. I want you to give out your information real good because there's some people I know in that area, hallelujah, that's even connected with me, that needs to connect with changing a generation, praise the Lamb of God, that don't have a church home, Hallelujah. Delphine, I don't know if you're listening to us today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But this is a good place. Hallelujah. Good pastor. He's large enough, praise the Lamb of God, to grow you, to show you, but yet he's small enough to know you and become a part of your life and to be able to help you, praise the Lamb of God, get to the next place in God. It's a beautiful church home. Hallelujah. Clean. They flow in excellence. Yes, they do. A wonderful praise and worship team there. Oh, my goodness. Changing a generation in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. If you're around that area and you have not been to change, then you just haven't been changed. Hallelujah. Come on here, man. Give out some good information since you're on the show today.
I was looking around waiting for you to tell me what church that was. I was going to go check that church out. I need to take you on the road and let you promote us there. You need to do an advertising.
Man, I tell you, I love some change. You know that.
We love you, too. We can't wait till you come back.
Oh, yeah, man. My horses are gearing up. I'm revving up the engine.
Yes,
Lord.
Well, that address, our address is 10148. That's 10148 Greenwell Springs Road. 10148 Greenwell Springs Road, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70814. Again, that's 10148 Greenwell Springs Road, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70814. And service begins at 9:15. And certainly God's presence and glory consistently meets us there. So we always say it's the place where change will take place. So I'm thankful.
Hallelujah.
And as we believe, God's going to always bring change into our lives.
My God, my God. I tell you, when you have a church as spirit-filled, praise the Lamb of God, and as power-packed with such an anointed man of God who has his learning and his burning, he's a school teacher by profession, praise the Lamb of God. So education and stuff is something that he believes in, promotes, which is healthy and wholesome for your children, praise the Lamb of God, has a good youth program going and what have you. And people of God, I promise you, if you get down there in Greenwell Springs Road, praise the Lamb, you're not going to regret. What time are your services, your Bible classes? Things of that nature.
Bible class. What we've been doing is we've been having prayer revolution meetings. We're actually going to start Bible study again. It's going to be April 30th is when we're going to start Bible study. And we've been having what we call prayer revolution meetings and prayer revolution calls because God told us to start this year. He said at the beginning of the year, we've got to start a prayer revolution to pull down the altars of Baal, and we're going to do it through prayer and intercession. He wants the spirit of Elijah released in the atmosphere, and that's what we've been doing, bringing people together. They've been coming, and God has been, he said this year, he said wherever you go, when you release the wind of God, it's going to cause an awakening. And that's what we've been seeing, the people of God awakening. We don't need another revival. We need the body to awaken out of their sleep.
Amen.
And to move into what God has given us. And so that's what God's been doing. And so, of course, our prayer revolution is always the last Friday of every month. We just shared, Apostle Cabo was with us, and it was powerful.
Yes.
We did prophetic intercession. And she taught on the watchman anointing and the relationship between the watchman and the gatekeeper, because so many people, as was my ministry, you know, we were in the midst of an explosion about to take place, but God said you didn't shift the people to watchmen. And what happened, stuff crept in unaware. But God said the cycle has come back around. Now build the people up in the watchman anointing and then move forward with what he has for us. So he's really starting. He's stirring in the atmosphere. People we've never touched before, even traditional Baptist people, are connecting with the prayer revolution because they realize they need more. So walls are coming down. Walls are coming down.
Walls are coming down. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. And that's what happens when you release the spirit of Elijah from that bondage, from that satanic bondage, praise the Lamb of God, of Jezebel. That Jezebelic spirit, praise the Lamb of God, that promote idols, that causes people to be self-worshippers. Hallelujah. Yeah. Always concerned about the self. It's all about them and not concerned about where the Spirit of God is and where he's going and what he wants to promote and what he wants to do. When those walls come down, boy, and those idols are dealt with, and that altar is purged and rebuilt and restored, so that sacrifice, hallelujah, and prayers can be offered and
right.
He's
going to pour out his spirit. That's when he said,
after this,
I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
That's right. The fire will fall, man. So
you're
definitely on point. Praise the Lamb of God with that. Boy, I like that prayer revolution. Praise God. You know, our girl down in Texas, she introduced me to the prayer storm. And now here you come with a revolution. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Yes, Lord. This is awesome. Helen Epps introduced me to the prayer storm. And now here you come, praise the Lamb of God, with the prayer revolution. And it just sounds dead on point to me. Praise the Lamb of God and what God is doing in this season. We must revive prayer, people of God. Prayer to us who are believers, who talk to the Lord every day. But let me tell you something, people. On the block you live, you'll be surprised at the number of people that don't pray.
Wow.
In the complex you live in, you'll be surprised at the number of people that never say nothing to God.
Wow.
Until it's an oh Lord and have mercy situation.
Yes, yes, yes.
It comes down to daily prayer.
We've got to be ahead of him. We got to get ahead of the enemy. We got to stop catching up. I always say, you know, we can't operate in the Hinds ministry. And, you know, of course, most people are like, what is Hinds? And most churches operate in the Hinds ministry, and that is Hinds catch up. We're always trying to catch up. And Satan has already taken over. So, you know, God wants us ahead of him. We have to, Jesus was never behind. Jesus was never behind. He said when he saw Satan in a Judas, he said, now do what you're going to do quickly. He said, one of y'all going to betray me. He was ahead. He was aware. But
ahead of the game.
He was ahead of the game.
Because of his prayer life and insight.
Right.
Prayer
that's
life
right.
and prophetic insight
that's
to
right.
let you know what's coming. Now, let me
that's
tell you
right.
what happened. And Bertha is on the phone. A prophet called me from Atlanta. God sent a prophet to a prophet. A young prophet called me one day and said, Jezebel is coming to your church, and she's going to tear it up. I said, what? He said, she's coming to your church, and she's going to tear it up. He said, man of God, but God's going to see you through it. And he described the woman to me. I'm looking for a visitor. I'm looking for somebody through the door. And it was one of my members.
Wow.
But
wow.
I told the whole congregation, so now I'm going to tell you this, but when it pop off, you're not going to remember, and you're going to be moved. And sure enough, it went down just like he said. And I reminded him. I said, now I stood here a couple of months ago and told you all that the prophet told me this was going to happen.
Wow.
A lie had been sold.
Yeah. Not even.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
But boy, let me tell you something. I was in front of that thing. I rolled the tide, Doc. I rode the storm out. Hallelujah. Because I was on the surfboard in front of him. I wasn't behind him.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Prophetic revelation through your prayer life. If you stay with God, he will get the word to you to put you in front of your enemy.
That's right.
We don't supposed to be behind the storm. We're supposed to be in front of the storm.
That's right.
We're eagles.
Right.
We're supposed to see the storm coming and be able to prepare for it. Hallelujah.
Exactly.
Man
exactly.
of God, you didn't.
And we the atmosphere shifter, though. We the atmosphere shifter. But really, the only reason, you know, we the ones that tell a storm whether it can blow or not anyway.
Amen.
We call the weather patterns. When that spirit of Elijah gets on you, you determine the weather pattern.
Truly.
Amen.
Truly. Truly. You are so right about it, man of God. Praise the Lamb. Boy, I tell you, this man of God, he's a well of information and spiritual knowledge. I love conversing with Pastor Edward. I'm so glad you joined us today. You just don't know. My soul is excited. Praise the Lamb of God about your presence on the show. I have so many people that need to be introduced through your ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. Of the anointing in the realm of the prophetic, a prayer mantle that rests upon you, and that warfare until I don't know what to do. I can't wait until November comes. Praise the Lamb of God that you can let the oil run all down the altar. Praise the Lamb of God onto the people so that we can be baptized in the anointing that's on your life. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to it. Hallelujah. Man of God,
sir.
I'm going to talk to you. Let's talk about Pastor Pierce and see what we can do to outline some things. Maybe, across the summer here on the radio show, while school is out, maybe you can do a couple of days for us. Praise the Lamb of God or some teachings and things of this nature to help the people here, praise the Lamb of God, who won't be able to attend the conference and this, that, another, at least get something that would help them, to build up their intercessory life. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We want that to happen in Jesus' name. Boy, oh boy, wait a minute. We got another caller here. Let's see if they want to jump in this. Erico 313.
Really? That's what I should do.
Erico 313-825. Well, they're not saying anything. 825-4008. Erico 313. I guess they just pushed the mic for nothing, pushing one on it down. Yeah, so Pastor Pierce, man of God, we are so very, very grateful again to you for your presence here today. I want to share with all of you all, praise the Lamb of God, as we deal with our lesson pattern that we've been in the prophet Isaiah, praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute, the Lord is moving. I think I might be going in the wrong direction. Hallelujah. Mm. See, what we program, God don't program. we want to do one thing, God want to do another thing. Wait a minute, my prophetic trigger just went off. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ah. Pastor Pierce, the Lord is speaking to you, man of God. God says that to tell you that he needs you to write the book. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know the title of the book. He didn't say that. The Lord just told me to tell you that I need him to write the book. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Wow.
Goodness gracious. That's a heavy one there, man. Oh, glory. Lord told me to say, tell you that he is with you. Praise the Lamb of God. He said, tell him I am with him. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord told me to tell you. I release that to you now. Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Man, it's Bishop Love was just telling me that yesterday. You got to get some material. We need it now.
Wow.
You all said it yesterday.
Wow. Man of God, when the Lord spoke that clear word, interrupted me in my pattern. Hallelujah. I got ready to go in and start teaching on this chapter here in Isaiah, praise the Lamb of God. But the Lord said to tell you that. Hallelujah. And I don't want you, you know, I don't want you to miss nothing God
yes,
has
sir.
For you. Because, you know,
yes,
I pushed you out in the water. Get out there
yes,
in that
sir.
Water. You say, Prophet, there's sharks out there. Get in that water. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I push people out in the water. They'll tell you, praise the Lamb of God, some of these had never prophesied in their life to their bad prophet Shakespeare. Get in that water. I push him in the water now, in the DB and at that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. They don't even know they can swim until they get in that water. What an awesome God we serve. Oh, Pastor, I think that is going to be an awesome book, praise the Lamb of God, whichever one the Lord is laying on your heart to write. I believe that God is going to show up and take that book across this nation and to other shores. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Just start it, man. All you got to do is start.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
And God will do the rest. And I'm here
yes,
to help
sir.
You in any way that I can. Limited
yes,
knowledge
sir.
On book. But
yes,
I'm here,
sir.
Praise the Lamb of God. You know, I just got my new one out, Pastor Pierce, on your knees. Fall on Your Knees. It just came out. We just got our copies of it. And praise the Lamb of God, about to order the second batch. Hallelujah.
Wow.
The people of God are purchasing them on our website. Praise the Lord. We got some mess up going with Amazon right now, but all three of our books are supposed to be ordered through Amazon. And the way they went in and set it up, they set it up and put their name in there, and now it's confusion. Since we've coming back to do it, they're saying it's already here when it's not there, when it's really not there as ours. So we got to break all of that monopoly to get things straight. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we're working in that area. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my. What an awesome show that we're having here today. Praise the Lamb of God. Pastor Pierce, I am so excited about what God, the Lord is speaking. Lord have mercy. Yes, Father. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. God said to tell you all that he's ready to move. God said he's ready to move. God said he's ready to move.
Yes, God.
Yes, Lord. Ah, God.
Hallelujah.
God said, I need you to get into position. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, Father. I need you to get in position. According to the anointing that is on your life, praise the Lamb of God. According to the calling that is on your life, praise the Lamb of God. I need you in position, hallelujah, that I might use you in this season, says the Lord. Hallelujah. For great signs, wonders, and miracles are about to break forth in the world, says God. Hallelujah. But I need hands. Oh, goodness, I see you, God. I need people who are accused Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We give you praise for it. Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Woo!
My
God said he's ready to pour out of his spirit, Pastor Pierce. God said he's ready to pour out of his spirit the greatest anointing the world has ever seen. We still ain't saw the greater yet. Hallelujah. Greater is coming. Greater is coming. Oh, my God.
Greater.
Hallelujah. Greater is coming.
Amen.
My God.
Lord, have mercy. A greater is coming, people of God.
Thank you.
Bless his name.
Thank you.
Bless his name. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah, that's the Lord. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Greater.
Hallelujah. There's going to be a great outpouring, people. I'm telling you. I keep telling you, I have never felt God, even right now, the way that I'm feeling him. Hallelujah. As much as coming upon me, praise the Lamb of God, just at unusual, I'm not praying, I'm not singing, I'm not reading the Bible, and he just rushes me with his spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This, I'm telling you, people of God, it's a new day in Zion. Hallelujah. And we must embrace this so that God can do what he wants to do. Yes, Lord. Ah, God. He said people are going to be healed and delivered that we never thought would. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Miraculous are going to break forth, says the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Miraculous healings. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Going to break forth. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. Miracles, says the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's my time to work, says the Lord. Hallelujah. My time to work, says God. Hallelujah. Ah, God. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But Pastor Bills, I see this, even as you mentioned the Elijah story, I see this as Baal has had his chance.
Yes.
I've given him all day. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But now the sun is going down.
Yes.
And now Elijah mounts up and repairs the altar of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Until the fire rains down. He prays, and the fire of God falls.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I told the people the other day that God told me that for the church, the true church, that's in the heart, the true church, that ain't about people going to building.
Yes, God.
That this is our finest hour.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We have come into our finest hour and don't know it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! Bless his holy name.
Yes.
Glory to Jesus. I give you praise.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Ah, God.
Yes,
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. I said there will be catastrophic events. There will be, hallelujah, wailing and gashing of teeth, but it shall not come nigh my people, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Destruction is saith the Lamb of God to America. Hallelujah. They will call on my name again. They will run in my houses with their hands lifted up. Hallelujah. They will bow the knee, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. For I will bring them to their knees, saith God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch what I do, says the Lord. Watch what I do, says the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name. Glory to your name. Blessing and honor and glory and majesty and might, power and dominion, and more dominion and more power be unto you, O God, and unto the Lamb. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. We got another caller. Hallelujah. I'm trying to take this. I think this is Baton Rouge, too. Hallelujah. It is. Hello, 985.
Hi there. This is Margie in your bayou.
Hi, Margie. How you doing?
I am just over-elated right now listening to you and to Pastor Pierce, because you're right on it as I see it. And in my prayer time, praying for the revolution that God has opened up and birthed in us, I connected Sunday with the pastor when he said, we have to pray for the resurrection of our lost. This is not about Easter. It's not about, but I need intercessors to begin to pray. And God had taken me to Isaiah 59. And in Isaiah 59, reminded the intercessors on Saturday night in prayer that he had to send himself into the earth realm in the form of Jesus, because he found no intercessor ready to do what he said.
Oh my God.
Not to pray the way we wanted to pray, and not to pray about what we wanted to pray about, but to pray his heart for the people to revive and to restore the people. So I heard that, and I said, okay, intercessors. He's called intercessors. And God told me to step back. Pastor Pierce had told us, be a watchman, and then watch the gate and see who is at the gate. And he said, this morning God spoke to me. He said, I want the evangelism pastor to connect with you. You ask her what I've told her to do. She's going out evangelizing with her team on Saturday, but she needs to be connecting with you on prayer, in prayer, this week, before Saturday. I called her this morning. She called me back. Prophet, she was saying what you said. Talked about the rebellion. She talked about the house. And then she said God told her that I want physical and spiritual lives to be rejuvenated. Dry bones. Amen. Can these dry bones live? She said, Elder, he told me the dry bones are in the church.
Jesus.
Dry bones are in the church.
Prophet, this is...
I'm living God.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
This is bad news.
I got excited hearing.
Hold on 1 minute, Margie. Yes, Marjanice.
Okay. I just want to say this. This is setting my spirit on fire, because in right in alignment with what Margie is saying, I just want to give a quick testimony, because God has been really dealing with me about praying for the lost. Praying for the lost and non-believers, because our time is drawn nigh. So he's been pressing on me about that. So I began to pray about, it just came up out of my spirit the other day, praying for people who know him, who have fallen away from the church, like they've been baptized, they've already accepted Jesus Christ, but they are falling away. I began to pray for that. Sunday, a man came and joined the church. When the man opened up his mouth, he said the exact thing that I prayed for. He said, I've been baptized. I know Jesus. I just want to come back. When I tell you, I wasn't no good after that, and this is definitely the time we have, even when you and Pastor Pierce were talking, that's all I was hearing when you were releasing the word that the Lord was speaking. All I was hearing is, we got to pray for the lost. We we have to start being bold and asking these people, do they believe, and confess and get these people saved right where they at. Now, we don't have to bring them to church. We don't have to do none of that. We need to get these people to accept, believe, and confess right where they at.
Yes,
right.
Oh, my God, man. Oh, my God.
And don't forget the word repent.
And repent. Yes. That's absolutely right.
Yes,
salvation without repentance
is mine. It will not happen.
It will not happen.
It will not happen
without repentance. But this is in accord with my whole ministry thrust at truth. And Bertha and them was there Sunday, they'll tell you. That's all we're doing is witnessing. I'm creating a 5-star witnessing church.
My God.
In-house and out-house. That's what our total goal is this year, to become a 5-star witnessing church. Praise the Lamb of God. To prepare the in-house for the fish that's coming in to be delivered, to be clean and ready. Praise the Lamb of God, to be used of God.
Yes.
And then to prepare ourselves to go out, praise the Lamb of God, and win the loss at whatever cost.
Praise God.
That's what TCA is about right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God.
My God.
And God has given me power to perform. I'm preaching with power that I never.
Yeah.
My God, I didn't know I could preach like I did Sunday no more. I tell you the truth. Hallelujah. My God. My God. My God. All we
Overseer, we were on a conference call last night. My state leader was having a conference call with the intercessors in Louisiana. And last night I shared with them, they asked me to share on the call, that whether we realize it or not, this is our finest hour.
Yeah.
Because the Bible said darkness is covering the earth, gross darkness. But then he said, arise and shine. This is our finest hour to prove everything we've been talking about.
That's right, Doc.
Everything we've been claiming him to be. Gross darkness covering the earth. But he said, then my glory shall rise upon you. Now let's show the world his glory. Let's show him who he is.
Man of God, you all are so on point. Praise. I'm just happy that I'm not on an island by myself, because when this started first coming to me, I started looking around at all of, the guys that I'm in association with and stuff like that, and everybody is doing entertainment. They're just entertaining people.
All right.
People are in churches and groves. I mean, but they're joining because this person is there, this person, and they're just saying, come on, you can come to Jesus. Jesus wants you just as you is. If he wanted me just as I was, praise the Lamb of God, he wouldn't tell me to repent. Now, I'm just talking truth now. This is just truth. And when you don't lead people through repentance, and all it is just accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, that becomes very easy. But repent means to turn away from a life that's ungodly.
My God.
And you can't have that, and you got these preachers, and I'm going to say it, starting these homosexual churches so that homosexuals can worship God in peace and still be homosexual.
Amen.
The word repent didn't hit them. That's the problem.
No, it didn't.
Repent.
Mm.
Hello, light bulbs.
Come on,
Apostle, set order.
Amen.
Repent. Praise the Lamb of God.
Repent.
Woo!
For the kingdom of God is at hand.
I'm all the way down to my toes. Repent.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Repent.
And you shall be saved. Repent.
Yes.
Shall be saved. Hallelujah. And there's too many people sitting up in church who have never repented.
Oh,
and been in church for years.
Yeah. All their life. Come
Amen.
On, God.
Amen.
With no repentance.
Yep.
And
Amen.
This new people that's going to be coming in, we got to make sure that they come through the gate, the straight and narrow. Hallelujah. Do we going to repeat the cycle?
Yes.
We're going to repeat the cycle. All you got to do is believe in your heart and just accept Jesus. Come on. And we see people, while we get excited. But if they go back there in the back and don't repent, then all that was vain.
Yeah.
the devil in hell believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. He know it.
Amen.
But he have not repented.
Right. My God.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the first order of events that prepares the way for the Lord. Repent. That's what John came preaching.
Mm-hmm.
Repent.
Yeah.
The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
It's at hand. Amen.
Repent. Hallelujah. Yeah. My God, my God. Okay. Praise God. Y'all just set me on fire. Pastor Pistol came in. Oh, yeah. I'm going to run him raggedy when I see him. Over a bowl of good gumbo. Hallelujah. My goodness, Margie Owens, I am so happy that the fire of God is down there in Homer at that boy with my brother, praise the Lamb of God, Bishop Andrews, hallelujah, in the church there. But I never knew. Well, you know, I just left Bishop Victor Cousins in Cincinnati, and he texted me and told me, life-changing situation for his church. Life-changing situation. I went to the Homer, praise the Lamb of God, and that church has not been the same since I've been there. And
nope.
I know it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Everywhere okay. I stop, the church changes. And I thank God for that apostolic mantle that's on me. It's not me, it's God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Because I listen and I obey and I do what God tells me to do. Praise the Lamb of God that the change is coming. Some of the people who are very strong in relationship with me right now, praise the Lamb of God, is because, hallelujah, of the mantle of the Lord. When I put it on them, they went under that mantle, and when they came out, their life was changed. And it has been changed. Hallelujah. God is doing perfect work in the earth, people of God. You have been elected to be a part of the perfect work. Don't allow yourself to allow this good word to be plucked up today. Hallelujah. And the things God has said about positioning ourselves for greatness, that he's ready to pour out the greatest anointing in the earth that the earth has ever seen, earth has ever witnessed. Now, you can go all the way back to the days of Moses. The latter rain and the former rain about to come together.
Oh, my Lord.
Hallelujah. That's a typhoon. The latter rain and the former rain is about to meet. Hallelujah. We call that the perfect storm. The latter rain and the former rain is about to come together. Hallelujah. Lord have mercy. And God is preparing the earth for the new days of Noah.
Oh my God.
Because the end is going to be on the other side of all of this.
Oh, yes, God.
God is sweeping the earth with the greatest revival that the earth will see.
Oh my
because
God.
Of his mercy and his grace. Hallelujah. But some will not repent. Some will not change. And they don't believe there's no hell. But they will take their part in the lake of fire. Even as the book of Revelation declares it. But I'm happier for you all. Hallelujah. And for myself, that we know that our God is able. Hallelujah. Our God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly more than we can ask or think. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And he's going to do that for us. Hallelujah. I'm going home with Donnie McClurkin today. I don't know who y'all want to hear, but I'm going home with Donnie today. I love you all. I bless you all. Thank you, Pastor. Thank all of you today. Don't forget to order your book, psmintl.org. intl.org. Hallelujah. I love you. I bless you. I'm excited about your future. Intercessors!
That we forget it's the cross that saves. It's the cross that purchased our salvation. It was his death on the cross that made it so that we can have a right to salvation and eternity. It was the death, it was the bloody, gory, wonderful cross. They would sing, I laugh and did my Savior bleed and did my sovereign die. Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? Was it for crimes that I had done? He hung upon a tree. What amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. A lot of people don't know those verses. Drops of grief can never pay the debt of love I owe. My shame. Dear Lord, I give myself to thee. It's all that I can do. Then they would say, at the cross, where I spent all night, and the burdens of my heart run away. It was there I received my sight, and now I am here. The generations have got to know these songs. The children have got to hear the same songs that I heard. You got to hear the old people sing, down at the cross, where my Savior died. Down where the cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood of God. I've been singing. Saved from my sin. Jesus so sweetly abides. There at the cross where he took me has me singing. You plunge in today, you'll be made complete. You'll be precious name, singing glory to His name. Oh, bless to my heart, what a blessed God. Everybody join in and say, glory to His name. It's